I think it's gay to know this planet has this number of rings. You're a dork if you think that.
What's that, guys?
And I'm sorry, Wanda Sykes Hall, I still call people that are dorks gay.
I think we're actually we're getting word from the control room that we have a man who's looking to directly refute those points. Could you identify yourself, sir?
Do I have to identify myself? This is Buzz Aldrin. You all know this voice.
Mr. Aldrin, how does Jake's points make you feel?
What's that? You got to speak up. My ear horn can barely get you. I got a cornucopia sticking out of the side of my head.
Mr. Aldrin, have you ever heard of Jake Kemp and his assault on you that he's been undertaking these last couple months?
Of course I've heard of it. I've gotten all the emails on the fax machine I have.
Well,
one of you two dear wives said that space is super gay.
Yeah, it was me, Buzz.
Oh,
it was me. My name is Jake, Buzz, and I stand behind it.
Well, so, you stand behind it, huh?
I'd like to send you back up there.
You caught traveling 20,000 miles just a kangaroo hop on a dusty marble while wearing an inflated beekeeper outfit, gay?
I just think the money could be better used on chicks.
You're risking your life in 200 below freezing weather where oxygen is a rumor and you have to whiz into a Ziploc, gay?
Answer the man.
I'm coming around on it in the last 20 seconds.
I'm not finished. You call giving a hands to a weightless Neil Armstrong, gay?
That's the most straight thing I think I've heard. The most compelling.
Don't answer that one.
That's compelling, Buzz.
Yeah, your life is so hetero, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you. Yeah, there's nothing more hetero than a night of Whiskey D after blowing your $500 biweekly paycheck at Bali House just to impress some smelly, tainted SMU skis out there.
Oh, cutting to the core. But I've done all of that more than once.
Well, I tell you, I'm more expensive radio than you guys, too, I bet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, why don't you let me do the rest of the show?
What do you got planned for 11:30?
I got Jack Squat, and that's the way I like it. I was doing interviews before your daddy ever shot his salt juice out of his chicken.
Do you have any questions for J.J. Barea?
Oh, is he on the line?
He might be at some point in the night. We're trying to be prepared for it.
Hey, J.J., how are you? I loved you on The Good Time.
There's no question J.J. Barea has never even heard of outer space. So,
I tell you what, I just wanted to call and defend a little bit. You know what I'm saying there, boy?
Yeah. You've turned the thing around for me. It was the Neil Armstrong Hange that really... That brought me around.
What you got in your pants, boy?
We appreciate it,
Buzz.
He
asked you a question.
Yeah, you just remember, by 35, I'd left the Earth and hit a 2,200-yard tee shot. All right? I entered human history with an indelible mark. You know what you'll do by 35?
Probably knock up that Bali House chick you were talking about. But
I'll tell you what you'll do by 35. Another guy. Who's Smusha.
Yeah, thanks, Buzz. Thank you.
Right.
I appreciate your help tonight.
Well, everybody remember Buzz Aldrin's patented NASA deep space catchphrase. It ain't super gay unless some dude finishes in your hair. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Oh, loud and
I absolutely
clear, Buzz.
Do. Absolutely.
Where's my catheter? I'm thirsty. My leg just rotted off. Gotta go.
Thank you, Buzz.
Oh, my God. I would like for that to be the end of the super gay drop. He turned me around.
He retired it, yeah.
I don't want anybody blowing in my hair.